I'm on a board. Yeah, he's been off the wagon 2 years.
Off the wagon?
I think it's off the wagon.
I think it's on the wagon.
You're back on the wagon.
Right off the wagon.
What the hell do you know about wagon?
I know enough not to get on them.
Told you.
It's time to get on or get off. We play the bandwagon.
Bandwagon. Let's go.
All right. Paul Feinbaum telling his bosses at ESPN to let Nick Saban out of his contract to go back to coaching Alabama.
Paul, after the Alabama game, you just tweeted the phone number of your radio show. They're going to go nuts today. So if someone calls up your show today and says Nick Saban needs to unretire and return to Alabama and coach this team, would that be fact or fiction?
That would be fact. Bring him back. Get him off the game day set. Put him out there today. Don't waste a moment.
I mean, it was that bad?
It was that bad. This team is soft. They're undisciplined. You have a left tackle who's supposed to be the number one offensive lineman in the country. He got blown up a couple of times. And just one more thing. Julian Sayin, the quarterback at Ohio State.
Yes.
He was on the roster when Kalen DeBoer got there. Kalen DeBoer asked him, mispronounced his name. He was gone. Caleb Downs, remember him?
Yeah.
He was on the roster. And you wonder why Ohio State is looking so good right now and Alabama is shaky. And besides, Nick Saban is wasting his time on game day. With all due respect to the network, everybody, 3.5 million people watching, but please, bosses and wherever down the street, let him go. Let him out of the contract. Let him be there Saturday at Nick Saban Field.
What is the temp?
Feinbaum basically doing his boast. Best three-year-old, somebody just took my lollipop. Wah, wah, wah. Paul Feinbaum is basically a wiener with a little bit of hair. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm off the bandwagon. I don't like his idea. I don't like his take, but I'm off the bandwagon.
He doesn't look like a wiener with hair?
Look, for the sake of making my argument that I firmly believe in, I will say no. I like Paul Feinbaum. I enjoy him. There's literally... He's not the only one on this bandwagon, dude. There's literally an article on CBS Sports right now titled Kalen DeBoer Buyout. What it would cost Alabama to move on from embattled coach after Florida State loss. I don't know who's reacting like worse after week one. Like Alabama fan or, you know, like UT fan with this Arch Manning Sark situation. By the way, Kalen DeBoer is one of the largest football buyouts ever. $63 million buyout.
Yeah, buddy. It's a good agent.
Pay this guy $63 million to not coach after 1 week of football.
That's the kind of job I want.
Yeah, I don't
know. I want to get paid super money to not work.
I'm not on the bandwagon here, but I am anxious to hear your opinion on what we did all watch this weekend between Alabama and Florida State. But Byron, go ahead. Are you on or off?
I'm on because I kind of see it. Since PC asked, does he look like one? I do see it.
I know we all see it. I don't subscribe to it in this instance.
Feinbaum is just pandering to the most overprivileged group of fans in all of sports.
You might not be wrong on that.
This is just, Alabama lost. The world is ending. It never would have happened if Nick Saban was here.
First time in 24 years, bro.
Here's the bottom line. And this is not about do I like or do I not like Paul Feinbaum. But dang it, he looks like a freaking wiener with hair. And just, you know, those are punchable. Repeatedly. So two-thirds on the bandwagon.
Hold on, who's more punchable, Paul Feinbaum or that really mad, angry young Alabama fan that was flipping the bird? And then did you see somebody made?
I saw that.
Like, Florida State is 1-0 this season. I love that one.
Yes.
Yes, they're both punchable.
Yes. Okay, number two. Maybe it should be ESASPN. Mm-hmm. In this particular set on the four-letter Disney Network, Stephen A. Smith proudly boasts of just how much stroke he has at the network.
you a question, Stephen A.
I'm here.
Where you was after there getting your big bag, and you was getting your mignon, and you was getting your corn, your mozzarella cheese, provolone. Was that not you looking at after your best interest? You know, Pepper Jack.
Hold on, let me laugh. Hold on, let me laugh. Hold on, allow me to laugh first. Now answer your question. I mean,
you got some mignon. I'm saying.
Whoa. Let me answer the question. You asked a question. Let me answer it. Yes, I got my mignon. No doubt about that. No problem. There's plenty of people throughout ESPN's history. I have helped get theirs. And anybody who would challenge what the hell I just said to you on national television, they better beware. They better not utter that publicly, because I can tell you, and I didn't say one. I said many. And by the way, Cam Newton, while you doing that, you can ask the bosses themselves. Plenty of times, spanning my 20 plus years here. Look at the roster. Look at the people here. Look at the diversity on the air. Oh, trust me, I will proudly stand up on a banner and say, I got a little something to do with that, because there's plenty of people that I have fought for over the years that has never ever changed. To answer that question directly.
I'm probably one of those. So shout out to Stephen A for that. So I appreciate it. So back to that.
You ain't the only one on the screen.
No. But two things. Hold on. Stephen A.
I threw you a layup.
So if you were wondering who that was in the beginning of that, speaking some language that is not English, that was Cam Newton. And Stephen A, in what basically amounted to my company ding-along, is the biggest ding-along in the company. The only thing in the continental U.S. bigger than Texas is Stephen A's ego, and that is why you love when he does something stupid and fails. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
I'm on the bandwagon. It is always entertaining when he does something dumb and fails, but it's few and far between, and it's not wrong.
Like when he says there's a tight end on a team, that tight end retired 2 years ago.
He still got paid $100 million for 5 years to say that on that network.
Certainly did.
So, you know, for that reason, sir, he ain't wrong. He's got the biggest company wanger out of anybody. And he ain't got no problem letting anybody know how much he swings that thing. So I thought that was awesome. Dan Orlovsky was the last voice you heard there, and he was like, well, I'm responsible, you know, I'm one of those guys that he, you know, vouched for.
Dan Orlovsky, DEI hire.
But it was, did Cam Newton call himself out, or did Stephen A, no, Dan Orlovsky called Cam Newton out, didn't he?
No, Cam called Stephen A out, and then Stephen A said, I helped all these people, and Dan Orlovsky said, I was one of those people.
Yeah, Dan said, I was one of those people, but then somebody had said at the end of that, like, not the only person on the screen, like, pointing at Newton, like, he also helped your ass out, too, you know? So, am I on the bandwagon? I forgot. I am on the bandwagon. Yes.
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon. I want to ask y'all, do y'all think, in a way, like, Stephen A. was offended by that to a certain extent?
No, yeah, absolutely.
Like, that's why, like, for me, like, that's why I don't watch First Take no more. Because it's just like, it just gets out of hand. Like, do y'all remember that one time when Terrell Owens told him that Max Kellerman was more blacker than him?
Vaguely.
Time out. You know, it's just like, it's just old. So, I'm on the bandwagon. That ego is too big, man. Like, just answer Cam's question and be done with it. No one said you didn't help other people, man.
But that's not how First question. That's not how First Fake works.
First Fake.
And I like Stephen A, but man, he just relishes every opportunity to stick out his chest and tell you how great he is.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't ever need to do that. Nobody in this business doesn't respect the hustle or the grind or everything Stephen A has put into it.
Maybe LeBron doesn't.
Who cares about LeBron's balls?
I was just about to bring that up, the incident with LeBron.
Maybe everybody except for him.
You know, LeBron's super rich and you know, is still using the spray-on fake hair. I mean, come on. I think we have some doctors right here who work with us right here on Sports Radio 610 who can help you out, LeBron. But the bottom line, like, nobody in broadcasting doesn't think Stephen A is an incredible talent. The need to to puff out his chest and remind everybody is so beneath him. And yeah, that is his ego is gigantic. And this is why people relish when he says something wrong or when he does something wrong. And it's not like he does a lot of things wrong, but he often will, when he's not talking hoops, misspeak per se. That's Full Bandwagon. All right, last one. Sometimes instant karma does, in fact, get you. This is the head coach of Tulsa talking about how Northwestern, rich asses, denied Tulane's request to wear their all-white jerseys, which is the same ones they wore in their first game back after Hurricane Katrina. They wanted to wear their all-white jerseys to kind of like pay respect to the city of New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It's the anniversary. And Northwestern said, no.
No.
So here is Tulane head coach John Sumrall talking after, Tulane gave Northwestern the back of its hand.
Proud of our guys, man, for this to be we wore the green helmets today for the 20th anniversary of Katrina. And I'm going to say one thing. I'm not trying to take a shot, but we requested to wear white jerseys because that's what that team wore. It got denied by the other team. That's their prerogative. But when you show disrespect to the city of New Orleans, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going to run into a team like this. They had a chip on their shoulder because I wanted them to wear the same exact uniform that team wore 20 years ago. Request got denied. We might have used that for a little bit of motivation to represent the city. So don't disrespect New Orleans ever.
By the way, the Green Wave beat Northwestern 23-3.
Ass whooping.
Hammered. And when you forget the human aspect of sports, you deserve all the bad things. Are you on or off the bandwagon?
Yeah, on that. That's easy. On that bandwagon. I just got done watching the documentary last night on Katrina, and it was I saw it. It's been on for like a week, and it was wild. It just dawned on me, like episode 3 last. I was like, "Holy crap! This is literally like almost to the weekend, the anniversary of Katrina." It's wild. Can't believe it's been since 2005 already. I'm so glad Tulane did what they did and put that ass whooping on Northwestern for that crap that they pulled. So very much on the bandwagon. Love sports karma.
I'm 100% on the bandwagon because my family's from New Orleans and both of my grandparents lost their houses during Katrina. So, yeah, if hearing something like this is kind of really surprising because, it's just, it's a one-time thing. Like, you don't have to wear your white jerseys this one time. So happy like Tulane came away with the wind blew them
out.
Yeah.
The Green Wave drowning all of the Wildcats of Northwestern. And, you know what? If you are going to deny a team's request to like pay respect, especially like Hurricane Katrina and how devastating that storm was in New Orleans, and you're like, no, you're not going to wear that because we said so and we think we're more important than you. You got boots to asses.
Ass!
And you freaking deserved it. And anytime the American beats the Big Ten, child gets a puppy. Please think of the puppies.
Have that your pet spayed or neutered.
Is the bandwagon.
All right, final segment coming up next. Now, hear this. You're not going to want to miss it. Next.